One time I went to out to Daodam. There, this place along the Burmese border that have a retreat center, and it was the first time I'd gone back. I took a group from Wat Nanachan. The first time I'd gone back to visit, and there was many of us from Wat Nanachan went along, and they actually hadn't had any monks in there since the year that I had spent the rains retreat. And so it had been about 7 years there hadn't been any monks there. And the people that were there were very excited to have monks. And one of the reasons they were excited is because many of the people had died during those 7 years, and there had not been any monks to do any proper funeral ceremonies, so that they had buried everybody, and then they wanted us to do a proper cremation for all of the people who had died. And so that, in order to do that, the idea was that they would get the villagers would help, and we would go to each gravesite and take out a part of the body of each person, so that we and then we do a communal cremation. And so the time was set, the day was set, and we convened to go out to the charnel ground area, and the villagers. I mean, they're miners. They're, you know, tough sort of people who are out on the fringes of kind of a frontier society, they are absolutely terrified. And so in order to get over their fear of death, of course they were fortified with large amounts of alcohol. And we started digging up the sites, and as we get to the first one, and you get to the coffin, and immediately you sort of knock a hole in the side of the coffin, and then somebody, say a person, sort of put their hand in, and sort of just tried to get something. Anyway, the kind of a head came rolling out, and skull came rolling out, and these people, sort of, these villagers, just bolted into the forest. They just ran off in different directions, and so we went and got this skull, and then they came back and sort of slopped back more alcohol to keep them going. And but in the end, they were so drunk that they couldn't dig anymore. And we ended up, and they said, "That's enough. You know, we'd only did about two or maybe three," and there'd been, I don't know, easily 15, 20 people had died. And there was anyway, that was enough. By the time we did about three, then they were finished. But it was just, you could just see the fear, and it didn't matter sort of how much alcohol they put down their throats. They were just never able to get past that fear. And, you know, as monks, it was actually a really interesting contemplation. It was a really nice day outing to be able to go to a charnel ground and really sort of see death and they didn't see the human body.